Wow, you can really dance.
Wow, you can really dance.
He went dun dun dun.
He went dun dun dun.
They said, "We've both been dancing all this time. What a coincidence. We totally didn't rehearse that or anything at all.
Nope.
We're just naturally that good. We actually came up with it.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we just came up with that with those lyrics, so copyrighted.
Yeah, we didn't pull it from YouTube or anything. Actually, I mean, we wrote it a long time ago, and then I sold the lyrics to a website, and then I tried to pull them back. I realized they weren't copyrighted. I want to say someone from, like, Amsterdam stole it.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Yeah, something along those lines. So. Yeah.
But, speaking of YouTube... How do I close out of this thing in Discord? Not that we were watching anything related to that, but how do I close out of the YouTube player thing in YouTube?
I clicked on leave activity.
I found it. Okay.
What a coincidence.
I found the YouTube quit button.
What a coincidence. Gage, we've got a very important milestone today.
Oh.
Two important milestones. Three important milestones today, my friend.
Yes.
Yeah. All very impressive for us, being a couple
for
of
us.
Just small town girls living in a lonely world.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do as many... music references as possible in this episode.
They all have to be from Journey because Journey is just the worst.
Okay. All right. I'll try my best. Today marks the end of our second giveaway. So we had, I can't say his real name or any of that other stuff, but we had a fellow who goes by the gamer tag or username on Steam. Apogee.
Where did you say he was from?
I don't know. I can't tell you that. That's secret information.
Damn it.
But how you spell his username, A-A-P-J-E. Apogee.
Neat.
He won Star Wars Jedi Survivor. Congratulations, buddy. Yep.
Yay.
I appreciated the yay just before.
Yay. Have you ever, I can't remember, they're like TikToks or whatever where it's like, I don't know, it's like, you know, it's just like, don't ever let a white person film for you or something like that, and... It's like obviously voiced over or whatever, but it goes, you know, something crazy happens and they go, hooray. That's how I just felt right there. Yay. Hooray.
Hooray. Yay. Yeah, I've seen those. They're pretty funny. TikTok is just full of mysteries, man. It's funny how some TikToks get stuck in, you know, live rent free in your brain forever. And then some just come and go. No comment.
No comment.
Okay. All right. Milestone number two. This one was a surprise to me today. I didn't even realize this happened, Gage, but six days ago, we had one of our sweet, sweet listeners leave us a nice comment on our last episode, The Poop That Launched 1,000 Rockets, The Story of Diablo 4. She left us a beautiful comment on, I think it was either Anchor or Spotify. I'm pretty sure it was Spotify, but she just said, you guys are hilarious. So thank you, Catherine. We appreciate it. Our first comment ever. Only took us 2.5 years, but.
Just think, in another 2.5 years, we'll have two comments.
Catherine can post our second comment.
No, it's got to be from different people. So why don't we set a goal? Let's double it. All right. Let's get two comments within the next 2.5 years.
Ooh.
One from me, one from you. No. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Or we'll pay someone $1 to comment.
I like that.
Over the next 2.5 years, because that's about the rate that we make doing this podcast. So
we'll pay one person $1 or two people $1.
One person $1.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it needs to be two different people, but I'll pay $1 for a comment. Smashing records everywhere. So that's that was record number two of today, which in reality, Catherine, I posted this like 6 days ago, so it's not really. I just read it today though, so it's we're gonna.
I didn't even know they popped up on here like that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yes, they really do. Yeah.
The poop that launched a rocket.
The poop that launched 1,000 rockets. The story of Diablo 4. And just for the listeners out there, we will be doing another, stay tuned, because we will be doing another AI selects the title at the very end of this episode.
Yes, we will.
You don't want to miss it. All right.
If it's anything like last time, it'll be great.
It's going to be fantastic. And record number three, Gage, we have finally reached 60,000 views on our YouTube channel.
Yay. I should have done the horn one.
Will you do me a favor and in the clapping sound effect that you have there, will you edit it where just in the very middle of the clapping, you just pause it and it says, "and Mitch," and then it just keeps clapping again?
Yeah, I like that.
Just because all of our other intros are ridiculous like that now. And the best part is, Gage, we'll just go ahead and tell the audience. Unfortunately, Mitch was not able to make another episode. So we spent all this lovely time making these intros. And then I think Mitch has missed like the last three episodes or something. So
it's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. Do you still have the old intros?
I think I saved them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think we can change them back. I just, you know, it takes like 30 seconds to change it back. I don't know if I have time for that.
I don't want you to, even if Mitch isn't here, just leave those intros because it's funny and that's it.
We'll be doing this like 8 years from now and people always comment and just be like, "Who the hell's Mitch?"
You gotta go back to season one to find out. Yeah, unfortunately. It'll be great. It'll be the greatest. Gage, you had a question that you had to ask me.
I did. And it's, you know, this question, it's just, it's a burning question I've had for the last, 20 minutes now.
Okay.
But this is more directed at you, but if other people want to answer, you can always leave a comment on the podcast. When you're getting on your computer or like, you know, going to do something, what updates more frequently? Steam or Discord? Because it seems like anytime I open Steam or Discord, it's like, "Whoop, got to update."
Yeah, both incredibly annoying. Man, dude. I feel like Discord updates more for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steam like updates when a lot.
Yeah, Steam's pretty bad. But it seems like, so like when we didn't record for like 3 weeks when I was in Florida and you were in Florida and stuff, like when I opened Discord for the first time, it said like 15 updates or something. I was like, well, God, I mean, they're quick. It's not like it's a Windows update that takes 45 minutes. It's just like, you know, a minute, but
you'd still think like a simple chat client wouldn't have that many updates, though.
Right.
It's all probably like security stuff, since this whole chat system is based around building servers and, you know, all that. But yeah, it's a little annoying, man. And I guess, though, let's redefine this. Steam client updates a decent amount, but not as much as Discord. If we're talking my video games inside of Steam, though, Oh, dude, that's far, far worse.
Yeah.
There are days I open up Steam and it, like, for 3 days straight, it'll just say, like, nine updates.
I, like, 90% of the time I just get on there and the second it starts downloading, I just hit pause. Like, no, I'm not playing any of these games. I don't need them up to date.
Yeah, so Mitch did that. He turned off the auto updating to everything.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, and I left it because I just don't care. I have like 10 terabytes of storage on my computer. How am I going to, you know, what is a couple of megabytes update going to, you know, what is that going to do for me? And
sure.
I think the biggest update that I've seen come across Steam, which I paused it and canceled it because it was ridiculous. I want to say, and actually this wasn't Steam. I think this was actually on, no, maybe it was Steam the other day. I don't know. It was either Assassin's Creed Valhalla or it was like Callisto Protocol or something like that. But right. It was like 55 gigabytes. I was like, what the fuck, man? That's not an update. You're re-downloading the entire game,
like,
man.
The whole game, right?
What are you talking about? Yeah, in which it could have been replacing files, you know? It may have been rewriting the whole, like, core coding system of the game, but I don't know.
So, I guess here's another question. Once a game is installed on your computer, do you ever uninstall it? Or do you have to be desperate for, like, space? So, like, you know, let's say you haven't played Grand Theft Auto in, like, 2 years. You're going through your games. Would you ever go and uninstall them or completely remove them?
No. I only uninstall games if I'm really desperate for memory space. Okay. Just because part of the reason why I bought this, like, massive whatever 6 terabyte hard drive was specifically so I didn't have to do that, because nothing annoys me more than when I'm, like, at work thinking about, you know, Farthest Frontier, and I'm just like, dude, I gotta go home and play this game. I've been thinking about it all day. I saw all this stuff on Facebook. I want to go play the update. And then you go home and it's like, oh, downloading. It'll
gotta
be
install it.
Oh, Steam servers are busy. It'll be 4 hours till you can play. And by the time it's done and you go to bed and you wake up, you're like, I don't even want to play it. I'm over it.
Right.
I'm on to the next thing.
Okay, fair enough.
What about you?
I think well, kind of like you, the only time I've ever uninstalled it really is when I'm really short for space, or like when I got a new drive one time, I wanted to move them all over, so I uninstalled them off of one and then put them in a different one. But yeah, I'm not going to go out of my way to do that unless I need to.
Have you been keeping Flight Simulator on your hard drive?
Yeah. Yeah, it's still on there.
That's like,
I don't
what?
Even play it because I don't have a, I don't know how big that one is.
I think it's 130 gigabytes, I want to say. It's pretty
big.
Let
me see.
Yeah. Why don't you play it anymore, though?
Well, I want, like, joysticks and that kind of stuff to play it. Like, I played it with my Xbox controller and it works. But, that's kind of what's holding me up is I don't really want to pay for it. My dad has all that stuff. I could go over there and play it on his, but
yeah. Eh. Do you want, like, you want the joystick and then a throttle?
Yeah, or whatever. It doesn't even have to be that, even if it's just a joystick. I haven't played it since June of 2022.
Ooh.
And I've played it for 12 hours.
Oh, I thought you played a lot more than that.
No.
Sad.
I know. Again, because it's just like I'm using my Xbox controller. It's kind of, it's not that great.
I noticed when I was on Steam today, Gage, the last time that you logged into Steam, would you like to guess how many days it's been since you've logged into Steam?
Well, it's probably a big number, but I've been on a lot. Because on here is hidden. I mean, I'm on Steam right now.
Oh.
But I'm hidden on there. So it the last time I wasn't hidden, I don't know, like 45 days ago.
A lot more than that.
Seriously?
Yeah. It said this morning you hadn't been on Steam for 76 days. I was like, this is hilarious. This guy runs a gaming podcast.
No, I just have myself as hidden. And I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know why, but I've always had myself hidden. Even like when I'm playing on Steam with people, because you can still go chat and do that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just thought it was funny. Not even trying to poke at you. Just thought it was really funny. Gage. Could you hit the news button for me, sir?
No. Wait.
Perfect.
I don't mean to interrupt. I'm like, how do I find the actual file size of Flight Simulator? Because it's telling me 1.9 gigabytes, but that's local files.
Yeah, no, you gotta go, there's a filter within Steam when it's like organizing your play hours. I think you can reorganize it by like game file size or something, and then it all pops up.
Ooh. Well, anyway, I'm going to keep looking. Yeah.
Coming at you live from the Tech Brews Games Studio, it's the Nightly News with Gage and Robert.
And Mitch.
Bringing you today's most important stories.
Hell yeah.
I like how every time we play, we both like go waiting for it to do the noise.
I love it.
Mitch.
And Mitch. Yeah. And it still cracks me up, even though I know it's coming every time. So some news. Set of news number one that I got. Set of news.
Set. How many sets do we have to go through? Jesus.
Three sets of news. News wow. number one. You can really dance.
Wow.
RimWorld. RimWorld is a game that came back out. I can't fucking talk tonight. There's a game called RimWorld that came out in 2018. This game has been overwhelmingly positive with reviews since the day it came out, 5 years ago. It is on sale this weekend for $28 because that's just how good the game is. There's three DLCs you can buy. And they have the DLC, the full bundle, down from $99 to $88. I have been wanting to buy this game for as long as I can remember, pretty much since it came out in 2018. But I haven't been able to pull the trigger on it because it just still seems to remain ridiculously high in pricing. But it is on sale right now. If you guys haven't checked out the intro, trailer, video, whatever, you haven't checked out the game, definitely recommend it. It's a pretty fun survival, almost like post-apocalyptic game, full of gun shooting, whatever. And then there's a lot of like funny, stupid drama in it, where like characters within the camp will be like stubborn, stuck up women that, you know, are just too good and don't want to help out. And there's a lot of funny commentary in it. So if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. I'm assuming it'll usually over the summer sale, it goes on sale for quite a bit. So, but if you're curious, it's on sale right now. News set number two.
Ooh.
Star Wars Jedi Survivor. It is out, my friend.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And hopefully Apogee is enjoying the living crap out of it. And I'm sure, though, it probably took him forever to download it. He probably still hasn't actually played it yet. Because, Gage, would you like to guess how large the file size is for Jedi Survivor on PC? I'll give you hints.
Okay.
It's bigger than a Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Seriously?
Yeah.
130 gigabytes?
Bigger.
No.
Yes.
150.
155.
My God. It's got to be a record.
Fucking stupid. I emailed Apogee and I was like, buddy, I hope your computer is ready because it's about to have a complete meltdown. And I hope you have the storage and you don't have to delete like half of your stuff. So.
That would literally be half the size of my boot drive. More than half the size of my boot drive. 256? Yeah, it'd be way more than half.
More than half, dude. It is ridiculous how big this game is. And a lot of people are complaining. So the game, hold on, let me start out with this. The game has been getting amazing reviews. Generally, my personal opinion has usually lined up with IGN. IGN gave it a 9 out of 10, said the game was absolutely amazing. You know, it wasn't that Elden Ring freaking 10 out of 10, ridiculous replayability. GameSpot and PC Gamer gave it an 8 out of 10 or an 80%. But out of everyone's reviews, everyone said this is such a huge step up, man, from Fallen Order. It's like they combined The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild met Star Wars met, I don't know, like an open world kind of game to concept. So kind of, I don't know, whatever. Another awesome video game, whatever you can think of off the top of your head. They combined it all, man, and it's just, it is, everyone is drooling over it. So, which I think is a good thing. If they, I think, make one more video game, Gage, if they make one more Star Wars Jedi, I don't know,
whatever. A trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think this will be the best Star Wars games and best Star Wars trilogy ever made in the history of mankind. Better than even the ones that followed the original movies on the NES. This game, Gage, is phenomenal. Fallen Order was a lot of fun. I was going to hold off on buying Survivor until I saw the reviews, and I don't know if I can hold back.
Now, did they mention kind of playtime through the campaign?
Yes and no. The creators did not want to spill the beans on the exact playtime, but they said that the campaign itself could roughly take you about 20 to 30 hours. And then they're estimating, because it just depends on your play style and how much you explore at the beginning, how good you are, all this kind of stuff. If you're looking to get to 100%, people think it's going to take right around like 80 to 90 hours of gameplay.
Jeez. Nice. Yeah. That'd be worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
$70.
That's a pretty big game. Yeah. Less than a dollar an hour, you know, for entertainment.
It's what you want.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. So, super, super stoked for everyone that is getting it. The one and only downfall that is stopping me from buying it, literally right now, downloading it and calling in sick tomorrow to work, is everyone is complaining that the game is having terrible PC performance issues. There you go. And that's the only thing that's really stopping me, man. I don't want to download a game that's just going to end up like causing tons of problems and now, just get frustrated with lag and whatever.
Have you purchased it for yourself or no? You haven't bought it yet? No, okay.
No, I haven't bought it yet. No, because there wasn't really anything enticing for pre-order stuff, so I just didn't really bother. And it's not like the other thing, too, is that I had a huge toss-up in buying this if I would really, I guess, play it. I'm definitely going to play it eventually. Right now, though, with the new Legend of Zelda game coming out, we've got the Diablo 4 beta coming out on Mother's Day weekend. Then literally just like 2 weeks later, D4 will be released. I'm still trying to be freaking Hogwarts Legacy. It just didn't make sense for me to try and cram this in there too.
Sure.
Right now, I just don't think right now is the right time. And on top of the fact that there's tons of PC performance issues, I'm hoping that by the time that the Steam summer sale comes around, maybe I can catch it for just like even 10% off would be worth it. You know, just waiting a little bit.
Yeah. Knock it down to $60 instead of 70.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so yeah, that's what I have got for gaming news.
Wow. Very cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
So speaking of PC performance issues, memories.
Whoa, you didn't even ask me about my news stories.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Fuck. I didn't know you had one.
No. I only have one. And it's short. It's not tech related and it's not anything like that. But this is big, huge news.
Huge.
And all right.
The largest. China couldn't do it as well.
The wonderful movie Dodgeball. Do you remember Dodgeball?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, it's getting a sequel and it's in development. With Vince Vaughn returning and the same director coming back.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Same garbage jokes as before.
Dip. Wait, what is it? Dodge, dip, duck, dive, and dodge.
Yep, there you go. You still got it.
That's right. Hell yeah. The five Ds.
Yeah, the five Ds of Dodgeball. That was a really good movie. If you, because you kind of like some of the, do you like Will Ferrell movies? I feel
he's just like, yeah, I really like Ricky Bobby.
Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory is good. Elf's pretty good. Like, but now it's like it's some of those movies like that he was with. What was the one with him and Kevin Hart where like he goes to jail or whatever? Did you ever see that one?
No, I don't think.
It's terrible. Just so you know, Will Ferrell gets kind of wears on me over time. You know, he's got one character, basically.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, a little bit, man. I enjoyed. Yeah, I at least me personally, man, I don't know if there's like too many that I didn't like. I thought Talladega Nights was funny. I loved the Anchorman movies. I thought Step Brothers was really funny.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Step Brothers is really funny. Let's see. Daddy's Home was kind of funny. He's had better ones. But yeah, I like his stuff for the most part. I feel like between him and then the Vince Vaughn movies, they're all, and then like Ben Stiller movies.
Right.
They're all kind of like very similar, just kind of like trashy humor. It's dumb as shit, you know? Like it's a movie that you don't have to really pay attention to. You could zone out, come back in the middle of it and still catch a good joke and be okay.
You're not there for a deep storyline. That's for sure.
No, definitely not. far from it too. Kind of like Adam Sandler movies. Same thing.
Okay. Well then now here's the real question for you then. Adam Sandler, or Will Ferrell?
Ooh, are we talking like 2000?
You can only watch
2000, like early 2000s?
Let me just completely rephrase it. You can only watch Will Ferrell movies for the rest of your life or Adam Sandler movies for the rest of your life.
Oh, God.
And it can be, they don't have to be the main character. They just have to be in it.
I'd probably go Will Ferrell, man, just because I feel like he has funnier movies out there. Adam Sandler, I feel like his humor kind of shifted, like in why I was asking early 2000s, because if you said early 2000s, it would have been Adam Sandler because of Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, what is it, Big Daddy? Like those.
Big Daddy. Little Nicky.
Little Nicky, yeah.
I think that's what it's called, yeah.
But then it kind of like after even like 50 First Dates, I kind of enjoyed. But then I feel like after that, man, it kind of started to go downhill.
When he started doing like Grown Ups or Jack and Jill and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Jack and Jill, Grown Ups. Wasn't a big fan of those, man. I still support him. I love him as a comedian. I think he's hilarious. But
so like looking through this, do you remember the movie Click where he could like control time?
Yeah.
I remember seeing that in theaters with Patrick. So that's 2006. So I would have been 14. I remember seeing that movie and being like, oh, he's not that funny anymore.
No, that was just so, like a sad fucking movie almost.
Right. You'd get basically from 94, 95 until 2005. Like The Longest Yard, that's a pretty good movie, even though that's not really like a typical Adam Sandler role.
Wasn't but like
yeah, you got
humorous.
Like 10 years there.
Yeah, because then otherwise, with Will Ferrell, you still have, you know, the Daddy's Home movies weren't too bad. You've got Zoolander and Zoolander 2, the Anchorman movies. You've got Step Brothers, Blades of Glory, Talladega Night. You've got Elf, Old School. I feel like there's just enough content there. Wedding Crashers, where it's like, he's always kind of just, like you said, it's kind of just this consistent character humor through the whole thing. And it doesn't really, like, dip, duck, dip, dive, and dodge, or whatever.
Dodge, dip, dive, duck, and dodge.
Sure, yeah. And that's yeah, where I think, and the other thing too, Will Ferrell has a lot of different, Get Hard. Yeah, with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He does a lot of movies with a lot of different actors. There's a big variety. Adam Sandler tends to stick to kind of his core group of friends a little bit.
David Spade and Ben Stiller and those kind of people. Maybe not Ben Stiller, but sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, what about you?
Rob Schneider. For what?
Will Ferrell, Will Ferrell or Adam Sandler?
I'd probably go... I don't know. So I did pull up both their Wikipedia pages and like reading through some of their stuff. Like Happy Gilmore is always going to have like a special place in my heart because that was the first PG-13 movie I ever saw.
Oh, and like, it's still amazing.
Yeah. So anytime it's on TV or like I think you can stream it, it's on something right now. But like every time I watch it, I'm like, this is a great movie. You know, it's like one of those movies. Like we all probably have a list of those. We're like, I wish I could go back and experience the first time again. Cause you know, it's never the same again. Yeah. But like the first time you see that movie, like Lord of the Rings or
Billy Madison,
or, you know, Billy Madison or Dumb and Dumber, you know,
old school.
So I think, I don't know. I'd probably do Adam Sandler.
Yeah. That's fair enough. Will Ferrell's definitely a very special taste of humor, to say the least.
Yeah, because then I'd have to, well, I might do Will Ferrell because then I could get The Office. Because he was in The Office for a short period of time, even though he was dreadful in The Office. That counts, right? I don't have to just get the episodes that he's in. I can get all of it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Probably Will Ferrell then.
I feel like either you love Will Ferrell or you can't stand the guy, you know, but it's okay. He's a great guy. Gage, did you have any other news updates or interesting questions that you wanted to ask?
Yeah, actually, this is a fun game. Really quick. We used to play this sometimes so you Google a celebrity, you guess their net worth, their height, and I can't remember what the other one was because, like, you know, you never really know how tall an actor is. So why don't we do that with Will Ferrell really quick? Okay. So first question, Robert, Will Ferrell net worth.
Well, with all of his movies, plus he owns a few companies, I'm going to guess like $500 million.
This says 160 million.
No way.
That's what it says.
Way. For fuck's sake. Have you seen that those TikToks of that guy? The Canadian? No? Oh my God.
No?
All right, I'm going to send you this guy's TikToks after this. Okay. There's this Canadian guy who just watches like dumb videos and he just every time he's like, "What? No way, for fuck's sake." I guess I gotta go down the old rabbit hole. I'm gonna send you some good ones.
Please do. Okay, I do remember what we do. How old is Will Ferrell?
Oh, he's up there now, man. He's gotta be like 63,
62? No? 55.
55, dude.
Yeah, no he's way. Younger than I thought, too.
Yeah.
All right. How tall is Will Ferrell?
6'2".
Close. 6'3".
Yeah, he's tall.
All right. Adam Sandler, really quick. What do you think Adam Sandler's net worth is?
I guess if Will Ferrell was that low, I mean, No, but Adam Sandler, I know, is worth a little bit. $250 million.
$440 million.
What the hell?
Because he does have that. He owns like a production company, which that
Happy Madison
or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, that's what he's worth. How old is Adam Sandler?
52.
56. He's older than Will Ferrell.
He looks younger than Will Ferrell. I guess Will Ferrell just isn't aging very well. Poor guy.
He's not using his money to look good like Adam Sandler is.
Yeah, clearly.
All right. How tall is Adam?
5'10.
5'9. Fun fact, my you know where my parents live. They're next door neighbors, one down from them. Mm-hmm. John went to high school with Adam Sandler.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was older. I actually have a yearbook picture of Adam Sandler I can show you.
Was he a kind of a class clown?
Yeah, I think what I've heard, he like hired somebody to like take the SAT for him. And because he knew, he's like, oh, I'm going into acting or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah.
He just didn't want to not take the test or look like an idiot trying to take the test or whatever.
I'd have to ask my neighbor if I ever run into that guy again, John. I'll ask him some stories because I remember him saying some of them and they were pretty funny.
Yeah, I believe it. 100% believe it.
The picture, but go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, did you have anything else or?
Nope, that was it.
All right. So the topic of tonight that me and Gage wanted to discuss, it was all along the lines of, you know, PCs and storage and ridiculous amounts of updates and all of this junk, bro, and what computers have become, right? And it's interesting. There's a lot of things interesting happening to computers and consoles and how you game these days, whether you're a cell phone kind of person or, you know, if you're like Tyler and you're just a fucking loser that can't get out of
only plays Madden.
Yeah, and can't get out of the 90s either. You know, he still just plays NFL Blitz day in, day out. Holy crap. Yeah. What do you know?
Yeah, right.
There's the Adam Sandler.
It says Adam Sandler under it, but the stupid preview thing's in the way.
No, I mean, it looks like him. It looks exactly like him. He's got like a black afro, curly hair though, which goes, it looks like it's his hair.
Yeah.
You know, like the way that his hair kind of is. I believe it. I like how he's all dressed up with a tie. It's a very,
I know.
Looks like a very old picture, but yeah, that's cool. We'll have to interview your neighbor there.
Tonight we have a special guest. This guy claims to have gone to high school with the one and only Adam Sandler.
Yay.
He was a freshman while Adam was a senior.
Yay. Yeah.
And Mitch.
So we wanted to discuss with you guys pros and cons of computer gaming, console gaming, mobile handheld gaming. Primarily the console PC thing, though, just because, I don't know, everyone's done, like, mobile cell phone gaming. Anyone and everyone can freaking do that. There's nothing special about that. Right. And obviously, this podcast and our listeners is much more driven towards the console and PC gamers, Gage. So, Gage,
do
question.
You think, never mind, just go ahead.
No.
Are we biased towards computer gamers? On the podcast?
I don't feel like we are.
Okay.
I don't think we are.
Okay, I'm good with it.
We're definitely biased towards Windows and...
Sure.
Samsung and anything that's not Apple.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're just not big fans of Apple products, you know? charging $1,000 just to mount your fucking monitor on a stand, you know? I have a hard time
getting behind that idea. It's pretty cool looking.
For $1,000, I could fucking build a computer and be even better looking. I don't know. Anyway, sorry. I got off on a tangent there. Gage, question number one.
Mm-hmm.
How many consoles have you owned in your life?
So are we talking like, because I've had multiple PlayStation 2s. We're just talking just, which systems.
Yeah. Yeah, don't count the PS2 if you own five of them. Don't count it five times.
Are we talking handhelds too or actual consoles?
No, like you just have consoles. To
plug them in. Okay.
Yeah, just consoles.
Okay, so I had a PlayStation 2. I had an Xbox 360, an Xbox One, an Xbox One S. A little different. I don't know if that counts different. I've had, a Nintendo Switch.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then PSPs and Game Boys, that kind of stuff, obviously.
So you can say, you can easily say that you have a fair amount of experience with console gaming.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, up until I could build a computer or buy one, that's all we did was console because it's cheaper.
Would you say that, I mean, at this point, your experience is really kind of split now because you've been building computers for 10 years.
I probably have a lot more time on PC gaming than I, you know, as a kid, you feel like you're playing a lot of games and like you feel like you're, you know, but I don't realistically think I played the PlayStation 2 as much as I remember myself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. If you can think back to, because obviously the tables have turned a little bit, I think. And if you could think back to the days of, you know, it was Windows 98, you had probably your Nintendo 64, maybe the PS2. Was the PS2? Yeah, you probably had maybe even a PS2 while you still were on Windows 98 for a bit.
Well, so, and now that I'm thinking about this more too, like I grew up playing computer games too because we always played Age of Empires, we always played Roller Coaster Tycoon, we always played SimCity. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we were playing computer games and then we got a console and then we got back into computer games.
Right. When you were back in the day, at least, right, back then, mm-hmm. would you say, and because of the fact that you left the computer to go play console, would you almost say that console gaming was kind of superior to PC gaming back in the day, back in the late 90s?
You have to definitely say it was much more simplistic to play consoles. Mm-hmm. They weren't maybe graphically better, but,
no.
You know, it was different back then when you have separate sound cards and, you know, there's all those different, even everything I ever watch with like sound stuff on computers, like old computers, just confuses the hell out of me because you put a different card in and the stuff, the game you're playing like sounds totally different. So like that side of it was way more complex or, you know, computers have gotten so much better with just plug and play, you know?
Right. Right. Well, and I definitely feel like back then, right, so many pros to console gaming compared to PC gaming, man.
Yeah.
It was a simpler time in where if you got a console, four controllers, and a CD, you can go play with your friends wherever. You could pick up the console, go to your friend's house, have a sleepover, play with all four friends, stay up until midnight playing, you know, GoldenEye. You know, getting out the old paintball mod and shooting up your friends, right? So, and it had decent memory. The video games weren't broken, so they were always complete for the most part, you know?
For the most part, yeah.
A few glitches, right? Save files, man, were just in a nice little handheld cartridge that you'd carry with you in your carrying case or in the controller itself, whatever. And the graphics across the board were the same. For the most part, like maybe console was a little bit less than PC, but they were very, very close, man. It's not like today's gaming, I think, where they're feels like there's a much larger gap between console and PC. I would say, man, if back in the 90s and back in the even maybe even the early 2000s, I would say console actually reigned supreme, if you ask me, when it comes to gaming. There were a lot more, I feel like a lot more video games for console. And it was just easier because you didn't have to download them. PC games, you still had to come home with the CD, download it, install it, deal with occasional updates if you had an internet connection. Connecting to the internet was really difficult. You know, playing with friends online was difficult until, from what I remember, StarCraft, even StarCraft 1 still had some complications playing online with your friends every now and then.
I never played that online. I don't think the first game I actually played online.
For me, it was definitely StarCraft 1 and Diablo 2 Lord of Destruction, for sure.
Okay.
And Diablo 2. And both of those still had, like, some complications, man. There was nothing more frustrating than waking up and, you know, your parents were using the internet and you couldn't get on because of that. And it was just like, what the hell? And you still had landlines if you wanted to talk to your buddy. So there were no headsets. So playing with your friends was like,
you're talking on the phone.
Yeah, you're talking on the phone. Your parents are pissed because people are calling and you're like screening them and, you know, whatever. So I would say back in the 90s, console gaming reigned supreme. Nowadays, man, it's very, very different. I think, like you said, right? PCs are becoming, they're not more affordable, but they're becoming a lot more plug and play. They're a lot easier to build, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of websites that'll build you a computer for you. Right.
Yeah. There's pre-builds. There's all that stuff too. And, you know, you talk about it being more expensive. There was a period of time, which we blew past, because remember, computers used to be really expensive, like back in the 90s, that kind of stuff. And then they went, doo, and then we bottomed out. And now we're going right back up that hill where computers are getting expensive for like quality computers.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. And that's where I think, man, it's a very difficult thing to choose whether, like, how you want a game. And I think especially if you're just an advocate gamer like me, right? I can remember back until, I don't know, dude, I had to have been like 4 years old or some shit when I picked up my first controller and played Super Mario on the NES. Mm-hmm. And I have never since that day, man, put down a controller. If there's one consistent in my life, it's video games, you know? So some pros and cons to PC gaming and some pros and cons to console gaming, and whether or not you're just like, and this is all in our mind, our perspective, all this kind of stuff. Maybe some stuff that maybe you haven't even thought of as a person yet. But so some pros of PC gaming, the customization of your PC. You can go as big or as small as you want in pricing, in complexity, in... Yep. Graphics,
fans,
colors. You don't even need to spend money on shit to customize your computer.
No, you could just spray paint it. Who fucking cares?
No one gives a fuck. You know, put an Apple sticker on it to look like a douchebag.
Wow.
Whoa. The customization is unreal. You know, Xbox. The new Xbox, they wanted to do that. They wanted to make it like super module, like PCs. It just didn't really catch on, right? Modding your PC, right? Kind of the same thing. It's just like you can mod the living crap out of your PC, man. You could build it in a case, out of a case, in a desk, underwater, floating in the sky, mounted on the wall. It could be inside of a PC or inside of a gaming. It could be inside of the monitor. It could
inside
be
of a toilet.
Inside of a toilet. It could be, yeah, literally anywhere, man. You can build it in your bathroom, outside. It doesn't fucking matter. And the graphics, obviously, right? Huge pro, man. The graphics are just uncomparable. I don't care what anyone says. When it comes to console gaming, they're lying to you if they're telling you that you... Okay, let's clear the air here, all right? This might make some people really angry because they just don't know this, right? When it comes to the PlayStation 5 and it comes to the Xbox, both systems utilize a lot of hardware where they have programs that help pull the usage of the CPU And rather than pushing data through, let's just say like on PCs, it's evenly split generally from stuff that's coming through from the graphics card and the RAM and all that stuff, where consoles purposely divert power and usage to specific parts to try and ramp up the experience for FPS and for your graphics. And then it will generally render higher graphics in certain areas of the game, whatever you're looking at, and then have lower graphics for, like, let's just say the areas behind you. And right. It tries to render the area that you're looking at really quickly in front of you to try and get it as high powered as it can, right? And it look as good as it can. PC gaming is very different. Everything's just 4K. Generally, it's all within like a 1 mile radius, whatever you want to call it. However, the sky's the limit, kind of whatever, right? It's got its ceilings, its field of depths. Everything is already rendered and your character's kind of like walking around and your PC's not trying to like divert power to just the graphics card or the RAM to try and pull memory to then like do all this fancy shit. Microsoft is actually adding that into their PCs now in their high performance mode. Their high-performance gaming mode, they're actually adding those features in there now, Gage, believe it or not.
Neat.
So then that way...
to be even more optimized while gaming?
Just to, yeah, blow the living shit out of the water of all consoles everywhere, and it just won't even compare. It's not even, like, slight comparative, right? In PC gaming, you can be hooked up to massive 8K monitors, you can be hooked up to just about any VR headset, you can be playing just about any old console, right? When it comes to modding, we have what are called emulators, where I could go and play Nintendo 64 right now on my PC. I could go play PS2, PS3 games.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. GameCube, NES, right?
The hardest part is just acquiring the game you want, because it's illegal, technically.
Technically, yeah. It takes forever to find a game file that doesn't corrupt your entire computer.
It's the modern day LimeWire.
Yeah.
It's called coolroms.com. No.
Yeah, boom. Dropped a knowledge bomb on their ass. And so those are some pros to PC gaming, right? Cons, the cost. Unbelievable. Now, yes, you can kind of customize the pricing, but ultimately, I mean, if you want a high-end PC, and not that this isn't even like, I would call mine on the low to mid-grade of kind of high-ish end PCs, but I could definitely go way higher. I mean, mine still cost me like $2,500, and I probably could have easily pushed that up to $4,000 or $5,000. Having larger solid state drives, having a newer graphics card, having more RAM, all that kind of stuff. Is it necessary?
And you could, that's not even including a monitor. You know, you could go $5,000 without a monitor.
Yeah. We're just talking the PC alone, not even monitors, keyboards, all that other kind of stuff, right? I mean, hell, at that point, if you wanted to get into streaming equipment, everything else, all these accessories, I mean, you could $10,000 for all that matters, but, costs for PC gaming, and you want to play the best of the best with some of the fastest response times and the best internet with all of your buddies and be able to play whatever, whenever, wherever, all that kind of stuff, it's going to cost you a lot of money. There's no such thing as customer support when you build your own computer.
Individual parts, perhaps, but yeah, no.
Yeah. No, yeah. If you start having issues where your computer blue screens, bro, you ain't calling someone up to like I guess Geek Squad or something, but there's not like a manufacturer warranty. Like, you custom built this, man. You own it. You are the warranty.
Right. I don't know why it's not working, dude. What'd you do wrong?
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, one of the very first computers I ever built, man, I had... what was it, man? Like, the power reset and some LED buttons all swapped around, you know, the stupid pins in the bottom right?
Yep, I do.
Fried my computer. I had to...
Seriously?
I had to send back my motherboard, and I could not figure out why it was blue screening for probably like a solid week. until I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to send the motherboard back. I bet that's it. Sent it back. I got it. And then it was posting the BIOS, but that was it. And then I was like, fucking CPU is probably burnt out too. So then I had to send that back. Got it back. It took me like 2 weeks to finally assemble my first computer because I had like fried it off of like two small switches that I accidentally had spun around.
What? Okay, so it is funny you say that. The computer that I have downstairs by my TV, I accidentally switched the hard drive light and the power light. So the power light flickers like crazy whenever, you know, there's a hard disk usage. And yeah. I've never changed it because I'm like, it's fine. I don't want to dick with those anymore.
Yeah, 100%. Another thing, man, security concerns. It's not like Xbox and PS5 where it just comes preloaded with some pretty hefty like security software. You know, you got this.
Well, and it's, you got to remember, like, Windows is used all around the world, like by billions and billions of people. So it's like there's more vulnerabilities known that people are going to figure out, where like on a PlayStation, it's not like people are using that every day for you know, day to day life.
Yeah, I mean, you do just so much more with a PC than you do a console. So it's, there's a lot. Yeah, a lot more vulnerability. You know, and you have to kind of know your stuff, man. The differences between viruses and malware and
spyware, ransomware.
Yeah, all that stuff, man. You got to be well versed. You know, it's not for owning a PC, man. You got to know your stuff. So, those are just some cons. Do you got any other pros and cons of PCs gaming?
Well, kind of like what you said with the emulators and stuff on a computer, just. To me, a pro for PC is just like, there's so many more games out there that you can go on Steam, like, you know, all the indie games and stuff that are in there. Now, I know they're trying to kind of get that more into Windows. I know that that's more of an option now than it used to be. But yeah, like you said, the emulators and you know, obviously they can be really expensive. But, you know, if you're not looking to play the latest and the greatest, like a cheap ass computer anymore can play games like Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
You know, so right. You could play a huge library with a, I don't know, $700 computer, where sometimes with, well, I guess it's not really applicable, but like I have a Switch and I have a DS and I have an Xbox. Like, doesn't that cost the same as a computer?
Yeah, just about, except for it's all kind of scattered throughout, you know, right. And you got to kind of gather all this stuff. It's nice with a computer and it's all just kind of like, it's all right here. Doesn't go anywhere. This is it.
Yeah, and I can, you know, like, controller support has always been there for PCs, but now, like, when you can just hook up a PlayStation controller, you can use a Switch controller, you can use an Xbox controller, like, you can use what you want to use to play the video games you want to play on a computer.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing, too, that I meant to say this earlier, but I forgot. This is both a pro and a con, but a pro to PC gaming, man, you can have as much memory as you want to pack in that thing. So,
right.
For instance, I legit have probably like 300 plus video games on this PC across every emulator and Steam and, you know, Blizzard and whatever, EA game, all that stuff, man. Like a stupid, unreasonable amount of video games on this PC. At the same time, though, generally file sizes of games are a lot bigger on PC because of the fact that you have that expandability. So, for instance, Jedi Survivor on PC is 155 freaking gigabytes, but on Xbox and PS5, it's still large. It's 134 gigabytes, believe it or not.
Jeez.
Which is just...
painful. What does the base model like Xbox come with storage wise?
Like 250.
Yeah, 500. So, Jesus.
Fit like, yeah, three games on there now. It's ridiculous. You know, even Hogwarts Legacy, man, was like 85 gigabytes, I think.
Right.
You know, so In that, okay, that game,
it's 500 gigabyte. Yeah, is the smallest Xbox size.
Yeah, 500. Yeah, and so it's kind of one of those things, man. I don't. If I had an Xbox, I would be in so much trouble with myself and just trying to buy memory storage because there's no way I would be okay with just three video games on my Xbox.
Yeah, and then you're just doing what we were talking about is uninstalling them, reinstalling them, spending half your weekend downloading.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. For $80, man, I bought this 6 terabyte hard drive that literally stores all 300 video games. $80. That was all I needed. You know, you could buy it anywhere. I bought it from probably fucking China or something. Taiwan. I don't know. It shipped in
China.
Yeah. And it stores my entire freaking hobby and livelihood on there. So, pros and cons to console gaming now. Pros, easy to set up. It's
simple.
There's a power cord, an HDMI. You turn the controller on. Done. That's it. Connect to Wi-Fi. It's fine. Comfort. This one, I miss. Nothing was able to beat, man. Waking up in bed, rolling over, cracking a beer from the night before. That you intended on drinking and you didn't, turning on that Xbox and then just laying in bed until about 1 o'clock when that pizza guy finally arrives.
And you're forced to get up.
You're forced to get up to stop playing Skyrim or whatever it is. And you realize you need beer too, and then you go to the store, buy beer. You crawl back into bed with pizza, beer, and play video games literally all day long, man. That comfort was... beauticious, man. Can't replace that.
I mean, you could do that with a PC, I guess. It's just not as easy to do.
No. I mean, they have... what is it called? Steam has their... it's almost like screen mirroring.
Yeah, it's it's called the big picture mode or whatever. For that too. Yeah. I'm sorry, my head was in controlling it anyway.
No, there's like some little box that they have that almost turns your Steam account and your PC into a console, where then if your PC is on and this little console thing is connected to your TV upstairs or whatever, it like Bluetooths almost to your computer to run the games and then streams it basically to whatever, you know, TV you're sitting at, and then connects to its own specific Steam controller.
Right.
With a mouse sensitive, like a touch screen, like little mouse pad kind of thing. So you could even play City Builders and whatever else, right?
Yeah.
But that costs a lot of money. It was like $400. That's not something I'm looking to expand onto my PC. I just don't need
No. You don't need more reasons to stay in bed.
No, fuck no. Well, especially now that they have like little, you know, like Windows has built-in screen mirroring into their software now. So if you have a TV with Chromecast built in and then you have Windows, you can automatically just cast games to your TV. And then as long as you have a Bluetooth controller, you're fine. Problem solved, right? So, and that's a lot of work though. It's not like the plug and play Xbox that goes anywhere and everywhere too. You could bring your Xbox to Florida, Gage, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I would, but I could. No, you could, but or the Wii. You know, you bring it on the plane.
Play the game. Switch, not the Wii.
Switch.
Do some Wii bowling on the plane. going down cracking the aisle heads. Bowling.
Yeah, it'd be great. PC, I don't feel like buying a plane ticket for my PC. That would be a little difficult. You
know? I know, and it weighs so much.
Bring a 1200 watt generator to power the PC and the monitor on the plane. Yeah, can't do that, man. Otherwise, you know. I guess that social feature of it, that you can take it anywhere, be anywhere,
right?
You can play with four people in one room or whatever.
Yeah.
You can do that on PC, but it's not as easy. Like it's PC was not meant to accept four controllers, you know?
Well, and there's just not many games designed for that on the PC, or really in general anymore.
Yeah, right. Or if it is a game that could accept that, but it is on PC, like Halo, for instance. Halo is a very much, or Call of Duty is very much so a four-player game, but you're not going to really do it on PC. You're going to do that on console. So, the cons of it, though, I mean, it's pretty much just the opposite of everything PC-wise, right? Limited on modding, customization. Yeah. It's a fixed price tag. You can't go up or down, which is good and bad. You know, if you want more performance, you're sucks. SOL.
Right. Yep. But they're built for the masses. What right. people can afford, and yeah.
In limited performance, right? But to that degree, I mean, it comes with a price. So then that way, it's meant for the masses. Anyone can do it. Anyone can play it anywhere at any time. All that kind of stuff.
Right.
So I would say that if it were still the simple days of back in the 90s and 2000s, man, console ruled all. It was all about consoles, and I played a lot of console games. I still have the majority of my console stuff, except for my GameCube and my PlayStation 2. Which, by the way, Gage, did you see that they made a solid state drive, a massive terabyte solid state drive for the GameCube that can be plugged into the bottom? You can literally hold almost every single video game they've ever made for the GameCube in it. And it's like the quickest load times you ever deal with in your entire life.
That'd be sweet.
They made
it. Like a flash modded GameCube, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet. It's a real thing. I almost went and bought a GameCube just to buy the solid state drive just to experience that. And I pulled back. I was like, why would I do this? I have a fucking supercomputer sitting right
but
next to me.
But you could.
But yeah, back in the day, man, it was all about consoles. I personally, in my own preference today, man, and I think because computers are just getting so crazy. And Gage, I had sent you, I think, a link to this, man, where graphics integrated CPUs are becoming
right.
almost too good. Right. The days of owning a ridiculous, you know, 2 foot by 2 foot size graphics card is almost gone because you're about to have a CPU that has a 4090 just integrated directly into it. And you can skip the whole graphics card part. It'll speed up your PC by that much more. You'll probably have bigger cooling problems at that point that we'll have to figure out. And we're all going to be cooling our PCs with dried ice or some shit. I don't know.
And then the ice delivery person becomes, you know, that's the thing that went out of style, is getting ice delivered when they invented the freezer. Now they're going to deliver dry ice for our computers. They'll have chutes that they put it in and it just slides right into it.
Dude, I'm going to, it's, you know, the cannons that they have at baseball games and stuff for like t-shirts and shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to create a giant cannon for dry ice. It's just going to fucking hurl across Denver, and then there'll be a parachute on it. I'm just going to figure out the right trajectory to land it right on your front porch with a massive, massive cannon. It's going to be great.
Cannon, potato gun kind of thing.
Could you imagine, dude? Some guy rolls up to your house, shoots dry ice right through the front window of your house.
Heads up.
Dry ice is your hunt.
Wrong house.
Amazon 2.0. Dry ice.
It's a great idea. Series. Dryice.com.
Yeah. $1 million, you know, 2 billion in one.
Oh yeah.
Trademarked.
Easy.
Copyrighted.
Yep.
Can't take it. So what are some pros and cons to you that we didn't mention for console?
For me, kind of the simplicity again, like when you just can sit down, press one button, it turns on, everything's controllable with the controller. You know, I don't need a separate mouse or keyboard or anything like that. You know,
that is even keyboard.
The what?
A thaw-key keyboard.
Oh, a thaw-key keyboard. Yeah, you know, sometimes, like, you've done it where you've sat on the couch and tried to use the computer and, like, oh, you got your mouse, like, on the coffee table and your keyboard's over. Like, it's just, the controller's right there and I can do what I need to do. Now, sometimes searching stuff using the controller where you're doing click, 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 C, click, 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 you know, it takes forever to just type anything in. I think consoles, again, they're cheaper, which is, you know, cool. I mean, it gets you into gaming at a cheaper price. You can be playing for $400 instead of $4,000 or anything like that. And you know, when you're buying that console, that you can go buy, you know, the game that's out there and it's going to work on it. Where like, okay, maybe you have an older computer, maybe it's 10 years old. You don't know if it's going to be able to play the newest game as it comes out. With console, you do, you know, it'll work fine.
Right.
So yeah. I think that's kind of one of a pretty big con for PCs sort of is that side of it is like, yeah, that game looks great. You can't play it though. Ooh, what do you mean? I just spent $800 on my computer. Should have spent $1,800, you know?
yeah, exactly. And I think, man, too, like, I think back to the day of, like, right, when you had your game pack that had your save files on it and mm-hmm. how easy that was to take it to a friend's house to play your save file. Like, you can't do that now. I can't go to Mitchell's house and play my save files from Star Wars Survivor or whatever without going through kind of some extra steps of downloading cloud services and logging in or transferring files or doing all this like extra behind the scene garbage, you know. If they could integrate that directly into like PC gaming,
yeah, just dude, like if be, I could put it onto my jump drive and just take my jump drive to your house, plug it into your computer, my save files there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be the shit, man. So in conclusion, man, what it breaks down to, how much money you got, bro?
Pretty much. It sounds horrible, but yeah.
How much money you got, bro? Because ultimately, if you have, I would say $600 or less, just go with console gaming, man. If you've got $800 or more, PC gaming is probably going to be the way to go because you're going to get so much more bang for your buck rather than trying to buy an Xbox and a PlayStation, just go buy a PC. And, you know, when we talked about the whole customer service and security thing earlier on PC, that's if you're really, really customized building one, which is kind of part of the pros of all of it, you know. But that's not to say, man, that you can't go to Micro Center with Gage because he practically lives there. And
I pretty much own the store at this point. Yeah.
And he'll pick you out a nice high-end gaming PC that's pre-built there, you know? Or
sure. Or you tell me your budget and I'll build it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Budget build. The BB. Budget build.
The BB.
BB. The BBG. Budget the build BBG, gauge.
BBG.
BBG. Budget building gauge.
Wow. Oh. Wow.
You can really build.
You can really build.
even though Gage doesn't like Newegg, you can always go to Newegg to buy a pre-built PC.
All right, fine. But only if you don't live near a Micro Center. If there's a Micro Center within like 100 miles, just go to Micro Center. It's worth it.
Yeah. Oh. So, did you have anything else you wanted to add to that, Gage?
Not that I can think of. Pretty much what you said, playing with other people, the comfort of it, the price.
Yep.
That's consoles. And then the one thing I can think of too, pricing, if you're on the lower end, like you said, you know, if you're under $600, get a console, right? Look for those deals. Look when they have a bundle package that comes with two games, you know. Oftentimes you can find those. So you get a couple games that you can play while you save up to buy some more games.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're doing 100%. A PC, usually it's worth saving the money and building a computer that will get you through at least 5 years.
At least, yeah. That is the other downside. You have to update your computer a lot, but it's no different than having to update consoles. You got to buy a new console every
five years or whatever. Right. Like
that. So, it's no different, but that concludes at least the main topic. Gage, on to our favorite part.
I don't have a thing for it yet, but
and Mitch.
and Mitch.
It's time for AI to choose our episode.
Oh,
name.
Yeah. Hell all right. Yeah. I'll play some. How about some background noise while we're doing it?
Yeah, okay. This works.
All right. So again, once again, we are on bard.google.com and we are going today ask it, can you, oh no, wait. Will you please name my podcast
episode?
What did we talk about?
In this episode, we discussed Star Wars.
Talked about Star Wars. Adam Sandler. And
Happy Gilmore and
it's getting too long. It's three topics. Star
Apple
Wars,
sucks.
Adam Sandler, and Apple Sucks.
Apple Sucks.
All right. It's thinking. All right. It did come up with four different things. I have not read them yet.
Okay.
this one's not very good. The Star Wars, Adam Sandler, and Apple Special.
Oh, okay.
All right. A Galaxy Far, Far Away, Hollywood and Cupertino. That's where Apple's headquarters are.
Oh, okay. I was like,
The Force, The Funny, and The Fruit. a conversation about Star Wars, Adam Sandler, and Apple. And then it just says, a look at the three of the biggest forces in pop culture.
All right.
See, we didn't have anything obscure enough in there. Last time we had a nice poop conversation, we didn't have anything like that this
rockets.
Time.
I know. So we can come up with something different here. You got to save the one that was, what was it? The Funny?
The Force, the Funny, and the Fruit.
The Force, the Funny, and the Fruit. Right, save that one.
I'm copying it. Yep.
Well, we'll come up with one more. We got to put in a couple different topics here. So, your background music too.
Oh. Oh, sorry, wrong one. Oh.
Now you can say we discussed farts.
All right. Give me a podcast episode name. Period. We talked about farts.
Will Ferrell.
And
either I would say you either go console gaming or you go Star Wars.
Video games. We'll just kind of cover it all.
Generalize.
The Fartastic World of Will Ferrell and Video Games.
Okay.
A fart-filled look at the world of Will Ferrell and Video Games.
Okay.
The Funny, the Farting, and the Gaming.
They just copied the last title, too.
A look at three things we love the most.
All right. Which one, Gage?
I like a fart-filled look at the world of Will Ferrell in video games.
A fart-filled look. What does that even mean?
It's just... I mean,
it's like heart-filled, but fart-filled.
Have you not been farting this whole time, Robert?
Wait, hold on. Just to add farts into this really quick.
Uh-huh.
Dude, I was drinking so much coffee this morning. And then all of a sudden, I was really hungry, whatever. I went to go eat lunch. I had a turkey sandwich, a salad with some Italian dressing. And out of nowhere, dude, I was just like ripping them left and right in my office. And I was like sitting there thinking to myself, like, God, I hope no one walks into my office.
I'm sorry.
And
better open a window.
I could literally hear someone walking down the hallway, and I was like, oh, fuck, they're going to walk into my office. Sure shit. It's two of my employees. They're standing at the door, and they literally look at me, and they're like, dude, it smells like shit in here, man. Did you shit yourself? I just kind of like chuckled, cracked open my windows, and I was like, hey guys, what's up? Sorry. They're like, you could at least ward us or like walk out of your room or something so we don't have to meet in there. And I was like, oh, trust me, dude, it probably would have trailed with me anyway. So, you know, but it was like, it was the worst timing ever though, man. It literally was like, God, I hope no one walks back here. Oh, God. Oh, no.
You need like a do not disturb on the outside of your door. Do not disturb farting.
Dude, for real. I told them, I was like, next time I'm stopping to eat lunch, I'll just close the door, open the windows, or I'll go outside and eat at the picnic table outside, you know, one or the other.
Right.
So, did you have anything else, buddy?
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's right. Stay tuned for more Dodgeball 2, The Revenge of Will Ferrell.
Patches O'Houlihan.
Wait, shit, Will Ferrell's not in that one. Ben Stiller.
Nope, he's not. Ben Stiller. Yeah.
Otherwise, congratulations to Apogee. Still don't know how to pronounce that, but congratulations, buddy. Hope you're enjoying the game. Thank you for the comments, everyone. Christine, I think it was Christine, right? Christine on Spotify.
Something like that.
If I got that wrong, I'm terribly sorry, but we do appreciate it.
Karen. Be sure to check out. I think it was Karen.
Yeah, Karen. Be sure to check out the YouTube channel. Still pumping out good content, especially Gage slapping Apple stickers on his computer to make sure that his FPS matches up with his refresh rate. Don't want any of that nonsense getting out of hand.
That's right.
Maybe we'll see Mitch in the next episode or two or three or four or
30.
Episode, yeah, season 4. I don't know. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.
Later.